When Mayor Kevin Johnson announced that Sacramento would be America's farm-to-fork capital, Rabbi David Wexler Azen was there. He mingles with chefs. He shows up at wonky regional food seminars.
I would basically say I care about kids going hungry, and I'm hearing that it's really hard for a lot of people to get fresh food, and I want to do something about that. And they're like, okay. And at this point, people are used to Rabbi David showing up.
The 54-year-old rabbi and father of five was going to be a lawyer, but rabbinical school offered more opportunity to help people.
The idea in this country that one in four of our young people go to bed hungry is an abomination, and I can't tolerate it. Those of us who, you know, are really concerned about the lower income neighborhoods were saying, how are we going to take this and make Sacramento not just the farm-to-fork capital for restaurants, but for all of the neighborhoods?
So Rabbi David created cooking competitions called the Change Game and found them a home in Sacramento's farm-to-fork movement. Curriculum is from Teen Battle Chef, a nationwide youth development program. When Rabbi David was approved to put on a Teen Battle Chef at this weekend's farm-to-fork festival, he needed chef mentors. Rabbi David picked up the phone and called top farm-to-fork chefs Oliver Ridgway of Grange and Adam Peckle of Thule and Restaurant 13.
I have chutzpah.
That thing I talked about, let's give it a go. We're going to make this salad, so we'll need to make a little lemon vinaigrette.
Grange's kitchen is heating up for dinner service, but Chef Oliver Ridgway is teaching salad niçoise to three girls from Grant High School, known as the North Sac Team. They'll be making this dish on the spot for Teen Battle Chef.
Your turn. Just give it a good whiz.
I can't do it.
There, it's all starting to emulsify. So it's becoming...
We're cooking with the big boys.
Each team in the competition has a mandatory nutritional goal. The North Sac team is cooking to benefit eye health.
The ladies have worked on a salad already. We wanted to go with salmon because we're focusing on eyes. Eggs, leafy greens, it'll look nice, it'll taste nice, and it'll be good for the eyes.
Over at Restaurant 13, Chef Adam Peckle and the South Sac team are all strategy with Rabbi David. Peckle is competitive, having already experienced his own battle on NBC's The Taste.
We don't want to, you know, throw up cardboard to the judges.
No, absolutely not.
We want good, tasty food that is healthy that kids and families can enjoy.
Here's your food. And then you put like just like a drizzle around it.
See, that makes better sense.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
This team is mostly from Sacramento High and Luther Burbank High. Not only does the food have to be great, this menu must also promote dental health. Peckle dissuades the team from making chicken with peach glaze.
To make a real good glaze, sugar is a big part of that.
Not so great for the teeth, but these kids have done dental health homework.
Strawberries, they whiten your teeth.
Chewing mint leaves.
Honey's a natural probiotic.
Rabbi David's change game has seen real change. For Sac High senior Alicia Alves, the change hit home.
A lot of my family, they get sick easily from their eating habits. There's been like obesity, heart failure, and I didn't want to go down that path, and I wanted to help the rest of my family like get away from that path.
With the big battle just 2 days away, Rabbi David Wexler Azen says the North Sac and South Sac teams are still practicing their dishes.
I think it's going to be really, really close.
The winning team gets $1,000. Elaine Korn, Capital Public Radio News.